Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As Randall Leao now picks up the ball and shoots from distance. That's a fantastic strike from Randall Leao. Nashville has scored in the play-in round of the playoffs. And that is a goal worthy of the postseason.
That was an absolute missile by Randall Leao on Friday night for Nashville SC against Inter Miami CF. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, taking you through this Tuesday morning. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Jamie Watson, Nashville SC analyst. He'll be on the call today on ESPN 94.9, pregame at 4:45, game at 5 o'clock tonight between Nashville SC and Toronto FC. Jamie, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I tell you what, hearing that bump back from break of Tony Husband give a call at Randall Leao's goal, it gave me chills on my arm again. Like, we're right back to Friday night and a magical night where Nashville got their first playoff win. It was quite the evening, quite the goal, and quite the statement win.
I tell you, it really was, and I was there at the game on Friday night. And, Jamie, the atmosphere, even though we all know what the situation is right now and limited capacity, I thought the atmosphere was outstanding, and you could not have scripted a better playoff debut for Nashville SC. They were dominant from the start. What did you take away from that game for Nashville SC against Inter Miami CF?
Well, first off, you're absolutely right. There was a max capacity of 3,420 people there on the night, and they sounded as if there was a zero at the end of it. I mean, the atmosphere was palpable. Inter Miami brought some fans up, so they had a section that brought the noise too. It was a really fun game to be at, so I'm glad you got a chance to check it out. The reality is, these two teams came into this season, and as you mentioned, everything got turned up on its head. But Nashville and Inter Miami were always going to be linked in this first season, and whether they're comparable or not, because these two teams have gone about it in two different ways. Nashville has been very methodical in their approach with the near-term, short-term, and long-term in play, and Inter Miami came in with all the glitz and glamour. David Beckham is one of the owners, and basically said, we're going to buy every big player. If it's a big player in world soccer and you've heard of them, they're rumored or linked to be coming to Inter Miami. So there was all this sort of hype and, you know, sort of a kind of a glamour about this team. Except when these two teams met, all of the hype that you get on social media and all of the play that you get in the press, that stops. And you got to cross over the white lines. And these two teams met twice through the regular season. Nashville won 1-0 at Nissan Stadium. And then they went down to South Florida, tied 0-0. So going into this playoff game, Nashville had not lost and had not given up a goal. But inevitably, it's the playoffs. So you're always going to remember how the season ends. And there was so much riding on this match. Always difficult to beat a team three times in a year. And Nashville goes out and gives their most comprehensive performance of the season. 3-0. It could have been a lot worse. The scoreline flattered Miami, and Nashville is going from strength to strength. They're peaking at the right time going into the playoffs, and three consecutive games against your expansion brothers without conceding. I don't know if the story got flipped on its head any more than it possibly could have with Nashville sort of quieting the naysayers, if you will, about their expansion brothers and Inter Miami and how they approached it and how Nashville approached it and how the outcome ended up going.
So, Jamie, this team offensively has obviously has come alive, like you said, peaking at the right time. I know the three designated players started their first match together, you know, Friday, playing a very good team tonight. Why do you think they have come together like this offensively, and what style wins tonight?
Well, it's a good question because you've got two teams right now that I think are actually in very different run of forms. And although Toronto finished second in the Eastern Conference, and actually we're playing for the overall Supporters Shield, which is the best team in Major League Soccer in the regular season, up until the final day, they actually lost three of their last four games going into the playoffs, whereas Nashville SC only lost one of their last eight, and they've had six goals in their last two games. They're actually fifth in Major League Soccer since this sort of galvanizing win in Houston on October 14th. They're fifth in goals scored in Major League Soccer. So the offense has really started to spark. I think when there was this quick buildup and short preseason, and then this sort of truncated season that was broken up into, you know, a couple different parts, stop-start throughout the way, defense was always the focus, because if you can solidify who your team is defensively, then you can go forward. And so now the cohesion, the sort of continuity amongst the group has started to grow, and that translates into more goals. And three goals in their last two games going against a Toronto FC team that are not impenetrable. I think that there is a way that this matchup could go in favor of Nashville FC based on their recent forms. You kind of throw out the record books overall, look at what have you done for me lately. And right now, one team's trajectory is turning upwards in Nashville FC, and the other one for Toronto FC is sort of faltering just a bit.
Nashville SC analyst Jamie Watson on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jamie, we saw it on Friday night. Hani Mukhtar gets the penalty kick, converts on that play. How valuable has Mukhtar been for this group this year in terms of being out there and just being a stable force for Nashville SC?
That's a great question. So, Robbie Rexo, the sort of pressure that comes with being a first designated player for a club is immense, because there's always these expectations, and whether they're right, they're wrong, they're indifferent, whatever they are, they're there. It's a reality. And so Hani Mukhtar is one of the best actual soccer players. I'm talking about from one top of the 18-yard box on one side of the field to the other. He's one of the smartest. The game looks like it's in slow motion for him. He knows what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do. But that doesn't always translate to goals and assists. And he kind of got off to a slower start because there's an acclimation period to Major League Soccer. Elsewhere around the world, the game sort of has ebbs and flows where it picks up really high intensity and then it actually slows down a little bit. With Major League Soccer, it is intense. It's 100 miles an hour. It is go, go, go. Everyone's pressing. And so there's this sort of, what in the world is this speed of play for 90 minutes adjustment period that every international seems to face? And then Hani Mukhtar started to grow into the season. Actually, as of right now, as we're talking, heading into this matchup tonight against Toronto FC, which will go coverage at 4:45 on 94.9, Hani has the most goals and the most assists for the team. Four goals, four assists. It's a balanced attack. 11 different players have scored, but Hani Mukhtar is finding his form at the right time heading into this big, big matchup tonight against Toronto FC. And that goal against Inter Miami off a penalty kick, that matchup I mentioned earlier where they won 1-0 at Nissan Stadium, he actually missed a penalty kick, hit the crossbar. So a little bit of validation, vindication, and I don't want to say retribution, but it certainly meant a lot and made it 2-0 25 minutes into the game. Big goal.
So how good is Alejandro Pozuelo, the midfielder for Toronto FC, you know, possibly the league MVP this year, guy to watch tonight on the other side?
Without a doubt. So as good as I talked about Hani Mukhtar being, Alejandro Pozuelo is the equal for Toronto FC, except he was able to add 9 goals and 10 assists. Guys, when we're asked as part of the media to put your vote in for what you call the MLS Best 11, look, I put Alejandro Pozuelo in my Best 11, and he ended up winning Best 11. He's just a dynamic player, can score goals, can create goals, scores them in spectacular fashion. But he'll be going up against another MLS Best 11, and Walker Zimmerman, the MLS Defender of the Year for Nashville FC, will have an extra sort of sense of awareness of where Pozuelo is at all times on the field, because he's that dynamic sort of as Pozuelo goes, so does Toronto FC. So you hear Tony Husband, you'll hear me, you'll hear Kelly Glendinning talking plenty about Alejandro Pozuelo throughout the match, and again on a pregame show at 4:45. We'll talk all about him. He's definitely going to be one of the players to watch for Toronto FC. And so Walker Zimmerman, Dax McCarty, the captain of Nashville FC, he plays defensive midfielder. They'll kind of line up against each other. They'll have certainly be aware of Pozuelo, but yeah, that's a great question because inevitably all eyes go to him for Toronto FC.
Nashville SC analyst Jamie Watson has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can hear pregame coverage on ESPN 94.9 tonight at 4:45, game beginning at 5 o'clock against Toronto FC. Jamie, great stuff. Thanks for taking time to join us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Let's begin next week after Nashville SC win in advance to face Columbus on the 29th. I'm free if you guys are free.
Hey, we're free. We're absolutely here for it. Looking forward to that and looking forward to the game tonight. Thanks, Jamie.
Gentlemen, thanks. Big fans of the show. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Appreciate you as well. When we come back, we'll look ahead at the matchup for Nashville SC tonight. Also get back into some bad college basketball news yesterday here locally. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.